Training camp is underway for NFL teams across the country, and that means coaches are devising ways to motivate their players for the coming season. Maybe you've got a big project deadline or quarterly review coming up at work, and you could also use a pep talk. But what makes a good pep talk? That's something Harvard Business Review has been looking at, and their senior editor, Kurt Nickisch, joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And researchers have looked at this question. How exactly did they determine what makes a good pep talk?
They actually studied coaches and saw what they said to their teams. They've also looked at CEOs giving talks at all-hands meetings to see how companies perform, whether or not they do better. And I think a lot of us think that pep talks are all about adrenaline, like, you know,
right,
go make some sales, go take out that team. But what they found is that it's much more complicated than that.
Well, and that it involves three things. How to do the task at hand, show concern for people doing that task, and then explain why the task is important. So let's break that down, starting with uncertainty reducing language. What's that?
Yeah, so this is basically giving instructions, giving step-by-step information, giving people detailed information about how they're going to be evaluated. Because when you're put in a high-pressure situation where you're trying to, you know, have that end of quarter sales meeting, or you're trying to do that big presentation, you know, you just, there's a lot wrapped up in that. And so giving people just information about here's how it's going to go, just practical information, actually puts them in a comfort zone where they're able to perform better.
And the other two parts of the formula are meaning-making language and empathetic language. What are some examples of that?
Yeah, so empathy is just like, how are you doing? How are you feeling about this? And meaning-making is telling people why it's important for the company or for the goals of the team, or bringing it back to something that's important to those people.
Now, there's another approach that people may have seen in the movies, and let's play a clip here of the famous speech from the 1992 film Glengarry Glen Ross. Alec Baldwin plays a real estate salesman trying to motivate others in the office to close more deals. Always be closing. Let's listen.
You can't play in the man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted.
Wow, his voice sounds different now than it did then. It's that approach. What about that approach? It's degrading, insulting, mean, you could say. What does research say about it?
Yeah, it doesn't really fit that empathetic language
right,
that we were talking about. I don't know that anybody studied this. Researchers have looked at things like trash talk and whether it really works. I think you might find that people will feel some pressure and go out and make some sales. But long term, is this a way to like keep growing and have a, you know, have happy workforce? I kind of doubt it.
Are companies right now finding it more difficult to motivate people? Is that why we're looking at this issue?
No, I think that it's just the fact that, you know, we all have like this work now where there are just a couple of moments throughout the year where something can be really important and can kind of make or break your year. It's different from working in the factory and doing the same thing every day. We all have this kind of episodic work where we have to perform at our best at key points. And so I think that's why companies are looking more closely at how like the best athletes, the best professionals manage these situations well.
We'll link people to more about a good pep talk at hereandnow.org. Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks so much.
You got it.